a crosswalk. There's a crosswalk there now at McDonald's, basically, right there on the hill. And it's just a sign with some striping on the pavement. We've had a lot of complaints because it is five lanes and it's on that hill. People cross there, so we put it in, but it's not the safest location. Visibility's not the best. And so we're going to add a flashing signal to the pedestrian signs that has a push button so that when people go to cross, they can actually get some flashing lights. And then we're going to extend the, we'll push the crosswalk up just a little ways towards Chick-fil-A, extend that median that's there now that divides traffic, and create a refuge, basically, so pedestrians don't have to cross all five lanes at once. They'll have a spot in the middle where they can pause and then get across the other two lanes. So that's a significant improvement. The other improvements are fairly minor, but I think that's pretty significant considering the number of folks I've talked to in the last 4 or 5 years that have wanted an improvement there. So, and then Business 65, we'll be doing full upgrades to the existing sidewalks in the Hollister area. So we've got that going. We bid several of the bridges that I've talked to you about in the past. We did take bids on those in late April, and the commission awarded those at the beginning of May. So we have one bridge package that includes, and these are all on Eastern 76. It includes bridges over Kentucky, Caney, and Beaver Creeks. And that was awarded to Emery Sapp & Sons for a low bid of $2.92 million. And that was right within our estimate. And then we also have the Bull Shoals Bridge, the large bridge over the lake on 76. That was awarded to Lehman Construction at $8.7 million. And that was considerably over our estimate internally within the district, but it came in within a reasonable amount of money, so the commission decided to award that. I have not heard of we haven't had our pre-construction meeting on either one of those projects yet, so I'm not sure what their schedules will be. Obviously, the Bull Shoals schedule will probably be impacted by the amount of water we've been getting lately, because I don't know what a reasonable lake level is for them to get in there and start construction, but I don't think it's there right now. So,
yeah.
So we'll need to sit down and talk to them and find out what their plans are. The way it was bid, I believe that construction was to be completed by the end of next year, towards the end of next year. Same way with the three bridges on 76. Those will all be done one bridge at a time, basically, with Kentucky and Caney actually having some low water bypasses so that local traffic can get through when we don't have flooding. We couldn't do it at Beaver because of just the geometrics of how the stream was shaped and how the bridge goes in, but we were able to do two of those with some temporary bypasses. So, and so those were planned through next year also. As far as what we're doing with our own forces, obviously we've got a lot of mowing going on right now. We've been doing a lot of drainage repairs with all of the water we've received in the last month or month and a half. One of the things that has kind of come to the top of our list of trouble areas is the bridge on 125 south of Bradleyville. It's washed out twice in the last month. Not the bridge itself, but the approaches to the bridge. And so we've had to come in, make repairs, you know, repair the pavement over the repairs. And we had plans to do larger repair work this summer with our own crews. But since it washed out again last week, I haven't heard, you know, it washed out, I think, Friday. So I haven't heard back from our bridge engineer to see what the plans are there. But it's with the large rains that we've been having the last couple of years, it's just become a chronic problem. So we're going to take another look at it and see if there's something we can do to, you know, mitigate the situation. I don't know if you're familiar with where it's at, but considering the alignment of the road and kind of looking at the Brushy Creek Valley, I don't know there's a lot we can do to actually keep water from going over the road, but maybe there's something we can do to further reinforce the paving and the approach to the pavement.
That's a low water bridge, right?
Yeah, it is. I mean, it's a bridge, but it's actually, it tops it. So, but it used to just flow over the road, and now it's taken the road with it. Well, this is five times in the last 6 years. that we've had issues. So.
Did the state do something on that to change the structure of the bridge from what it was before?
We rebuilt the bridge with our 800 bridge program, which was done several years ago. So I'm not sure the exact age on the bridge. And that's something we're looking into to see if, you know, we made significant changes. Because
I didn't say that it was changed.
Yeah, and I've heard that too, but I haven't had a chance to follow back up with our bridge engineer to find out his thoughts. You know, he said that obviously the bridge is not adequate to prevent it from overtopping, but I don't think we ever intended to have a bridge of that significant size, because if you look at the alignment, you'd have to bring the whole valley up basically to, you know, the bridge and the approaches to significantly deal with the types of flooding we've had in the last couple of years. So we've got to take a look and see, is there something else we can do, you know, to try to mitigate that. And if there's not, you know, I don't know, maybe we will, you know, program it for some very significant improvement, but the funding obviously is going to be the big issue there. So, but we're taking a look at it, and I will keep you guys posted on what we figure out. But.
You don't have a, I believe you've already answered that, but you don't have a idea of how long that'll be closed?
No, not at this point, ma'am. I know our bridge engineer was actually headed out there this morning to look at it. So, and I'm assuming that it's similar to what's happened in the past, where they're just going to have to come back in with some, you know, rock, large rock, and then overlay it again. But I don't know if he will recommend any additional items to try to make that more stable, or, you know, what the biggest issue is there.
Due to the accident happening on it, then does that bring it up in status when you have an accident like that happen?
I can't comment on that. I don't really know, because normally what we have done in the past is we are just replacing structures as the structure itself becomes, you know, the structure itself is worn out. And this is a brand new structure, so it's leaving us in a little bit of a different quandary than what we normally have to deal with. So it is definitely going to be a unique situation compared to what we normally do with bridge repair and replacement. So. I know that our district engineer is aware of it, and actually they're having a meeting this morning on some other items, and if I wasn't here, I'd be talking to him this morning, so I'll follow up with him when I get back into the office and see where we're at.
Thank you.
Other than that, like I said, we've got lots of little drainage repairs going on here and there, and we are, like I said again, mowing, and so please watch for us. I know probably the county's out mowing too, but we really get... people not paying too much attention anymore, and it makes mowing quite the adventure. So we appreciate any attention people have to pay and give our guys a little bit of space there. All got families to go home to at night. So anything else?
What was the start date on the Bull Shoals Bridge?
Originally it would have been June.
That's what I thought.
Yeah, because okay. We awarded it in May, and we're going to do a pre-con like early June, so yeah. I haven't heard back from the construction office to see if they will still do a pre-construction conference, you know, so everybody can get together and talk, or if they'll just do a small one-on-one with the contractor. So if we do have a and we do have a plan to have a I should have mentioned that earlier, we do have a plan to have a follow-up public meeting, because we had a public meeting to get input on how to approach the bridge replacement at the, you know, several years ago when we were just starting to work on a set of plans, and we told the public then that we would come back and, you know, have some type of public meeting before construction started to let everybody know what the plans were. So we will do that, and once I know what that schedule is, we'll make sure that the commission's included in that too. So
okay,
one more. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
The public, this is one question they keep asking about the roundabout. Mm-hmm. And what I want to be sure that I give the correct information. My understanding was that after the bridge is completed, then you would begin the roundabout.
I believe the schedule that is out there right now would probably have them out there at the same time.
At the same time.
Yeah, I think it really would. I will check with the project manager and see. I haven't checked in on that project in a little bit since it's being done by a consultant, but I will check and see what our schedule is. I thought it was letting this fall, so... but I will check.
In the fall.
Yeah.
Has the bid went out on it, or is it part of this?
Oh, no, no. I know the plans aren't done, but I thought their plan schedule was such that they were shooting for either a late fall or early spring bid, which would still put them out there while the bridge was being constructed. So.
Thank you.
All right.
Have a good week.
Thank you. Court orders. Good morning.
Morning.
Court, as far as court orders go, I've only got two court orders. They're on the same piece of property. The abatement numbers are 203175 and 203176. And what these are those clerical errors. The common element in this area was removed from the value due to a software conversion when they converted over to the new software. And it's a subdivision in the common areas. I think we all know is like the streets, the parks, and everything within that area that the homeowners or condo owners, whichever the case may be, it actually pay for the tax on that area.
So it got missed on the software conversion?
Yes, they did.
Or it was added to because of software conversion, so you need to remove it? Move to approve Exhibit A. Let's label this Exhibit A. Move to approve Exhibit A, dated May 22nd, 2017.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Wesley, you here for this as well?
The add-on. Yeah. April 2017 personal property add-ons.
This here is the personal property add-on report that is done monthly. Would have had it in here sooner this month, but with everything that's been going on with my life and everything else and taking vacation and stuff, we decided to postpone it till now to get it in here to y'all. But this here's the add-ons that have been added for the month of April. Normally you all move to accept.
Yeah, move to accept and enter in the record the prepaid add-on report for April 2017 as presented.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
I'm sure you guys have that. Came from your office.
Renewal of Form 4379 sales and use tax records.
Yes, Donna would have been here to do this, but she had an emergency dental appointment she had to go to this morning. And what this is so we continue to receive the tax sales tax distribution reports from the Department of Revenue. Donna receives this because she does the TIF distributions for Hollister and Branson. She's added the auditor onto this form, so he'll receive it, and also added the assessor on here in order so he can ensure that all the condo places are paying their sales tax.
Those are on nightly rental.
Nightly rental. And it has a place here for the presiding commissioner to sign.
Okay.